This is an RNIB talking book.
I is for Innocent by Sue Grafton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For my granddaughter Erin with a heart full of love. I is for Innocent by Sue Grafton.
Chapter 1. I feel compelled to report that at the moment of death, my entire life did not pass before my eyes in a flash. There was no beckoning white light at the end of a tunnel, no warm, fuzzy feeling that my long-departed loved ones were waiting on the other side. What I experienced was a little voice piping up in an outraged tone. Oh, come on. You're not serious. This is really it? Mostly, I regretted I hadn't tidied my chest of drawers the night before as I'd planned. It's painful to realize that those who mourn your untimely demise will also carry with them the indelible image of all your tatty underpants. You might question the validity of the observation, since it's obvious I didn't die when I thought I would. But let's face it, life is trivial, and my guess is that dying imparts very little wisdom to those in process. My name is Kinsey Mulhone. I'm a licensed private investigator operating out of Santa Teresa, which is 95 miles north of Los Angeles. For the past 7 years, I've been running my own small agency adjacent to the home offices of California Fidelity Insurance. My agreement with the company entitled me to the use of an attractive corner suite in exchange for the investigation of our...